On this Wednesday, let's check in on the weather forecast for the day. We're joined by Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thank you. It's another good day here. At least it's not raining right now. That's an important thing.
Same here, too. It looks like it'll be a nice day. We'll talk more about that forecast in the United States in just a moment. But I want to start in South America. Argentina, it looks like, got some rainfall overnight, is that right?
Oh, yes. Very, very nice, extremely well-timed event took place last night. Rain totals of 1 to 3 inches occurred in general across the northwest half of Argentina. And the heart of that region in the northwest, where the most important corn and soybeans are produced in the state, or province, saw totals that got upwards to about 5.5 inches. So it was a very, very good event. Now, what you need to know is that the ground was completely void of moisture in the topsoil, down about 18 inches before this rain event started, and subsoil moisture was still marginally adequate to short. So the crops were hanging on by a thread, and then this rain event came along and really helped them out a lot. Now, there's a lot of other areas in Argentina that are also suffering from the same level of dryness and crop stress right now. The good news is that this disturbance is going to move very slowly to the north over the next few days, and so Cordoba and Santa Fe, which are the states or provinces immediately to the north, will likely see significant rain as well. And there will also be more moisture for Buenos Aires. So by the time we're done with the weekend, all of the key grain and oilseed producing areas in the heart of Argentina will have had significant relief. And I think we will have saved the yield potentials for these late-season crops, like the double-crop soybeans, the late corn, peanuts. Even the sorghum crop is probably going to benefit greatly from this particular environment. Now, northeastern parts of Argentina may not do quite so well, at least not until we get to the latter half of the weekend and early next week, but they will also get some relief up there. So like I said, this was almost an epic event, and certainly will help those crops tremendously.
USDA and CONAB both looking towards pretty good yields for second crop corn in Brazil at this point. That crop just going in the ground in some spaces. What do you see for them?
Yeah, you know, it's been drying out in center west and southern Brazil over the past 10 days to 2 weeks. Actually, it's been 2 full weeks now, and maybe a little bit longer for a couple of locations. So the topsoil is drying out fairly quickly. Unlike Argentina, the soil in that particular part of Brazil is very sandy, and it doesn't take long for it to become too dry. So my guess is that some of that production area is now considered to be too dry, even though their subsoil moisture is still rated somewhat favorably. A little stress at this point is not a big deal. Probably the most important thing is the fact that it did dry down for this short-term period. That was very helpful in getting the late soybean harvest completed in many locations that were running a little behind, and also the second season corn getting put into the ground in a more timely manner. I understand that a lot of that crop that gets planted beyond March 15th is really not very successful. It always runs into dryness, and some farmers just refuse to plant after that date. So the 15th is obviously just coming up around the corner here over the weekend, and so again, this opportunity to get into the fields was really, really important. Now, it will start raining next week, probably late Sunday, but more likely Monday and Tuesday. Scattered showers will develop. It won't be heavy rain, but at least it'll take the edge of the stress down by a notch, and then better rains will come later next week and into the following weekend, and so it should be a good environment for those crops at least to get started with. Now, one last comment I do need to make. I think the monsoon will end normally in Brazil this year, and that means that in April we're going to see the rains shut down. So we only have a few weeks here to get abundant rains to fall across the heart of that second season crop production area. If they end a little early, that crop is going to be even more threatened by lower yield. So we'll need to watch this real closely over these next several weeks.
We started our conversation by discussing the nice days we've been having here in the United States across a large part of the Midwest, in fact. And I know farmers get the itch early on and they start to scratch around in the soil. I've seen even some planters running in Illinois, at least just, kind of putting some experiments out. What do you see?
Well, I think that we're headed for a very stormy period, actually, for much of the lower Midwest. The Delta and the southeastern states, at least the interior southeast, specifically the Tennessee River Basin area, these areas will see one storm after another for the next week to 10 days. And by the time we get out towards the latter part of next week, we're probably looking at 3 to 8 inches of rain on top of saturated soil for a big part of the central and northern parts of the Delta and the Tennessee Basin. That's where the worst flooding situation is likely to evolve. Now, there'll be some breaks in the precipitation, but not nearly long enough to drain off the fields and get the rivers to go down. So the potential for more significant flooding will be on the rise as we move through this period of time. For areas in the heart of the Midwest, from northern Missouri and eastern Iowa into Michigan and Ohio, there will be frequent rains in these areas as well, but it shouldn't be as much volume. The ground will stay saturated, and we will see some significant runoff in a few areas, but I don't anticipate any serious flooding in those areas. But certainly a lot of cloudiness, a lot of mildish temperatures, and plenty of moisture.
What do you see along the coastlines, Florida, Texas, those places that should be warm? It looks like they're going to be really warm next week.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the problem for all the moisture in the heart of the country, at least heart of the Midwest and the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, is because it's quite cool in the northern plains and very warm in those Gulf coastal regions. And if anyone's headed in those locations over this next couple of weeks, we're probably going to see some really nice weather. The humidity will be up, but that's pretty normal. And we'll look for temperatures that will get into the 80s on a frequent basis from the Texas coastal bend area all the way through Louisiana and all the way over into Florida. So it might be a good opportunity for those folks that are trying to escape all the muck in the Midwest for a spring break.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.